Uplifting life songs. Thanks for listening to Josh and Julie in the morning. And joining us on the phone right now is Adam Agee. How you doing, Adam?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
It is a pleasure. Now, Adam, I've enjoyed your music for years because you were in Stellar Kart. But recently, you got bumped up to the big leagues. Now you are the lead singer of one of the biggest Christian bands in all of Christendom, Audio Adrenaline. So congratulations.
Thank you. It's been awesome.
I didn't know Stellar Kart was like AAA for Audio A. I think other people probably would have been vying to be in the band.
Stellar Kart, you know, we've had a history of AAA. We've had one of our guitar players go play for Fairmore, and we've had some other guys move on. So we're a good little farm system.
Now, Audio A is huge, but one last Stellar Kart question. Is the band officially breaking up? Are you guys taking a break? Are you being replaced? What's going on with that?
No, I'd say indefinite hiatus would be the term that we've coined. And if Audio A goes well, which I hope it does for the next 20 some years again, then you know that'll be that. And you know, you never know. I write a lot of songs, and a lot of them are not necessarily Audio A songs or whatever. So you never know. There might be a few Stellar Kart songs released here and there, but probably no touring in the near future.
Cool. I was curious what was going down with that. I have high hopes for your future with Audio Adrenaline. I've not heard all of Sound of the Saints, the new album, yet, but I have heard Love Was Stronger, and I love it. I think it's super fun.
That's great. Well, thank you so much for playing it, first of all. And yeah, we're excited about that song, and the record just came out, so we're really excited about that, too. It's been going well. We've been playing it live on this Newsboys tour since February, and the response has been overwhelmingly great and encouraging. And
it's kind of crazy because I actually saw Audio Adrenaline and Newsboys tour together when I was growing up as a kid. And so now they're like two different bands completely, and yet you guys are still touring together, which is...
Yeah, it's nuts, man. I saw Audio Adrenaline back in the day, too, and they inspired me to get into music. I didn't really think about it until I was actually in the band now, but that was a pretty big moment in my life as far as actually getting into music and even more specifically Christian music. It's pretty cool now to be able to hopefully inspire some kids the same way that they inspired me.
What was the first Audio Adrenaline album you remember loving?
Definitely Bloom. It came out on CD, and we wore it out to the point where it was just, we couldn't even listen to it anymore. It had so many scratches on it and all that. But we learned every one of those songs, and we played them all in our own little live shows and in youth group and stuff.
Now, Christian music has seen its core groups kind of transform in the recent past. I mean, the Newsboys are a new band. New Song has maybe two original members. Sonic Flood put together a new band after Jeff Dio left years ago. And now you're a member of one of the biggest Christian bands in history. Do you feel like you're in a brand new band, or do you feel like the weight of the legacy of Audio Adrenaline?
It's a little bit of a balance, just because Mark and Will are still involved behind the scenes, and especially with the ministry tie to Hands and Feet Project down in Haiti. That's what they're both doing pretty much full time now. But at the same time, they're still involved helping us with live show stuff and just speaking into the heart of what they've been about for the last 20-some years. And having them involved, just they're just not on the road or in the pictures or whatever. So having them involved helped to have that link to the original purpose and ministry of the band. And at the same time, it's a fairly clean slate on moving forward. You know, let's make the best music we can make and continue to do this thing.
So when you play Big House in concert, who better to teach you the official hand motions than Mark Stewart? I think that's great.
I'll tell you a story about Big House. This is probably the craziest moment of this whole thing so far, is when it's like the fourth day of rehearsals or whatever. We're getting ready to head out on tour, and we're just kind of playing in the little rehearsal studio, and in walk Mark and Will for the first time, and all of us are like, okay.
We're not worthy.
And it's funny because I've known Mark and Will for a long time and everything, but it's a little different when you're like sitting there, all right, I guess we'll play Big House now in front of you guys. That's cool. So it was a kind of a surreal moment to do that, but as soon as we started, they were like, yeah, and it was rocking out, and they're like, sounds great, you guys are awesome. So it was crazy, but you know, they encouraged us a lot.
Now, last album, Kings and Queens, portions of that went towards funding the Hands and Feet projects that they are a part of. Is that the same case with Sound of the Saints?
Not directly on this record, but the Hands and Feet project is still a huge focus for us, and I can't wait to get down there later on this year and see it firsthand. It'll be my first time getting down there to see it. But that's still very much at the core of the group, and what we want to accomplish with this group is to continue to raise awareness and make sure that people have an outlet to act out their faith that we talk about in our lyrics.
What's the story behind your latest single, Love Was Stronger?
Love Was Stronger is basically a song about the cross, and I love the imagery of how his Jesus act on the cross was stronger than anything we could place against it. And that one moment in time paid for all the sins of humanity in the past, in the present, and in the future. And obviously, without that, we are not worthy enough to be in the presence of God. And so that was just an amazing moment in time, the moment in time. And so that's what the song's about. It's got one of my favorite lyrics in the bridge. It says, "I was the one who pierced your side. I put every thorn on your head. Through the feet and through the hands, I placed all my sin. But love was stronger." And so it's just, regardless of how much I resist that grace and that free gift, and how many times I mess up, his love is and was stronger than any of that stuff.
You're listening to Life Songs, and joining us on the phone is Adam Agee of Audio Adrenaline. Adam, you mentioned earlier just wearing down your CD, your first copy of that Audio Adrenaline Bloom album. Did you grow up listening to Christian radio? Is it important in your life?
You know what? I really didn't listen to a lot of Christian radio until those guys and DC Talk kind of came along. I think my mom got me an Amy Grant tape back in the day. Michael W. Smith. I had Go West, Young Man.
I had the cassette of that. It was epic.
Exactly. That's what I had too. And so that was kind of my first introduction to that. And then once Christian radio started becoming a little more prominent out west, like in Arizona where I'm from, I definitely started listening to it.
Before I let you go, we're going to change gears real quick and do the Life Songs lightning round. This is a test.
Okay.
There are no right or wrong answers, but we will judge you based upon those answers that you give.
I love being judged.
It's simple, you know, one or two. It's option A or option B. I'm going to read it. You just respond with the first thing that pops in your head, okay?
Okay.
All right. For Audio Adrenaline, this is Adam Agee. Everyone prepare to judge the Life Songs lightning round. Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Summer or winter?
Summer.
Waffles or pancakes?
Waffles.
Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram?
Insta.
Or MySpace. Dog or cat?
I'm going to go with dog.
Beach or mountains?
Beach.
Mac or PC?
Mac.
Early bird or night owl?
Night owl.
Rainy or sunny days?
Sunny.
Record or MP3?
Probably record.
Peanut butter, crunchy or smooth?
Crunchy.
Coke or Pepsi?
That's a tough one. I'd say Coke.
Okay, whew, close. Book or movie?
I'm gonna say movie.
Snakes or sharks?
Sharks.
Big House or We're a Band?
Oh, man. Probably Big House.
Well, Adam, thank you so much for hanging out, for joining us. Looking forward to seeing what happens with Audio Adrenaline, with you steering the ship. I hope that it's great, and God blesses y'all, and I hope you have a great time on the tour.
All right, man. I appreciate you having me on. Thank you.